Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I will sing His praise again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb.
What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning
Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. I seek, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, when my whole heart all agree, and my answer will be, yes, Lord, yes. I say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be, yes, Lord, yes. I say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks in me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be, yes, Lord, yes.
Shadows
darkness comes to hide our way. Don't despair, the night is ending. The clearer skies will greet the day. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our hearts will be gone. I have a lamp to guide my way, for the light of the flock shines in my heart, turns the darkness into day. There's a brighter day coming, soon our heartaches will be gone. when summer finally gets here. It's a warm time of year. People go on vacation. They go far and near. Someday I'll take a journey, and a star will outlast. I'm going home for vacation, but I'll be coming back. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the star. I'm gonna walk down that golden street. No traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. I'm gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. Now if you wanna go with me, here's what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus. He will show you through. Heaven's not on the road map, and there's only one way to enjoy your vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. I'm gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. Now, if you want to go with me, here is what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus. He will show you through. Heaven's not on the road map, and there's only one way to enjoy vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down that golden street. No traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. I'm gonna swim the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. I said, well, I'm not coming back. Well, I'm coming back. Usually when you go on a vacation, you're coming back. Mm-hmm. I know they have it like that. Mm-hmm. I just changed the lyrics.
Yeah, it makes more sense, but I'll be coming back, yeah.
I saw that right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Well, the truth of it is, you got to stay with the truth. The truth of it, I'm going for vacation. Marriage Supper of the Lamb. You're coming back. Crown, you got to go there to crown the Lord, King of Kings. Be a vacation. Then you come back and you gotta come back. Gotta have some work to do here. Rejuvenate the planet for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be pretty busy. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. Was a lonely love, no gaps out there to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry, there's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love, even in death he remembered the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion, then he took him to paradise. If that is love, the ocean is dry. There's a star in the sky, and the sparrow can fly. If that is love, then heaven submit. Then a feeling like this. If that is love, even and death be remembered. The thief hanging by his side, he spoke the love and compassion that it took him to paradise. If that is love, the ocean is dry. There's a star in the sky, and the sparrow can fly. If that is love, then heaven submit. There's a feeling like this. If that is love. Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Upon the mountain they follow the Lord for days. We from the hunger, he would not send him away. A little boy had some fishes and a few loaves of bread. But how could so many with just so little be fed? He held it towards heaven with hands that had not yet been nailed. They watched them work wonders, but surely this time he would fail. As he reached it to them, they could see down deep in his eyes. They could always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just kept giving and giving till their hunger was satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want was removed from their eyes. They could always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I feel him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's been so faithful, he always does more than his part. He never leaves me, though I often stray from his side. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, But oh, how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. Always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I feel him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's been so faithful, he always does more than his part. He never leaves me, though I've often strayed from his side. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh, how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my heart. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. And he just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh, how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the warmth is removed from my heart. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. When I look around and see all the good things God's done for me, I know I'm not worthy of them all. For his pleasure he truly gives. I owe my life to him because I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh, please let me kneel once more, cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where he brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. You may wonder why I choose to live this way. And you may wonder how I make it through today. Well, I found the answer when I fell down on my knees. I would rather live for him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they'll ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I am in any way. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I have given him my everything. Now it's all up to you. I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and love, or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I'd rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they'll ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I am giving them my everything. Now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I'd rather live for him more than anything I know. Psalm 138, verse 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness, for thy and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. Heavenly Father, we just read this portion of scripture, Lord. I just pray you'll take what we've been read. Magnify it, Lord. Give me the grace to step aside and express this thought that you put on my heart about leadership, Lord. Once again, we ask that you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. There's so much this little scripture here. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. That's quite something. Mm-hmm. The biggest God is, you know. Fills all time and space, but he decided to, you know, he made a blueprint and he's going to stay by the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
He's put it in the, back in the Greek Council, Ephesians 1, when the Bible was written before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible has not always been, you know. There was a time there was no Bible. There was a time when he did not have that council yet, because
mm-hmm.
he's from eternity to eternity. You know, God doesn't have a beginning.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an end. He's always was, he always will be. But he made a council, and then he, like I said, the Bible was written before the foundation of the world. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. We were in his thoughts and in his mind before the foundation of the world. And we got to go back to the scripture, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. He is... When he made that council, he made himself accountable to the world. I know there's a people out there that say God will judge us. No, this your word will judge us. This has the final say so.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, we have to come under the authority of the Word of God. And Brother Branham said the first Bible was written in the zodiac and the stars. And that's why we are kind of on this subject, because this week, Monday, I guess, is actually to be exact, Monday, 12:37, I think, is the beginning of the new year. And it's determined in the cosmos. It's determined by the spring equinox, the first new moon after the spring equinox, determines the sequence of events throughout the year. It determines when the Passover will be. It determines when the Yom Kippur will be. Mm-hmm. When it determines all these feasts that the Israelites had to do. And that determined, way back then, when God had that great council.
Mm-hmm.
And that new year, this year, determines when that Yom Kippur will be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that off, the whole thing is in chaos. So you and I, we have over the years, actually the Lord actually did it. We didn't have nothing to do with it. We have, the Lord started when we were 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Told me he started when you were seven. He started with me when I was seven. Begin to kind of draw attention to who God is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who God is, but we, as time went on, the Lord is, we've been acquainting ourselves with the Lord, you know,
yeah.
with who he really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally find out that the Lord God, the creator of the heaven and earth, has put himself under his word.
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible to his word. He's accountable to his word, because it says here, thou hast magnified the name above that very word.
Mm-hmm.
Only one time, I was thinking during the week, one time he said, it repented him that he even made man. But you see, he couldn't change the program because it's, you know, I don't know if it fits in here or not, but what I've been seeing is, he is so accountable to his word. That's what I'm trying to say. And if he's accountable to his word, so are you and me.
Mm-hmm.
We gauge ourselves by that word. That's why this week is so important,
mm-hmm.
that you and I reverence and respect
mm-hmm.
That new year. Because we have learned over the years, you know, we've come, the Lord has brought it up this far here, you know, and yeah, we've made many mistakes, but every year we're refining. Every year we're better, you know, than the year before.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the way the Lord has dealt with us in time. We used to do things we don't do because it's a refining process.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go back to the reformers, like and Martin Luther, the just to live by faith. And God is reforming everything back and to its original, to the way he intended it to see back in the council.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and I, we know that what happened after the apostles went off the scene, that the church had to go into that seed had to go in the ground and had to die, and then it had to go into the dark ages, and then through the reformers it had to bring everything back to reform everything back to its originality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of our program, because the Lord has kind of throughout our journey in life, started when we were 7 years old, he has fine-tuned us
mm-hmm.
to the hour that we're now living in, to the point of even when Reformation started, it was the German language, you know. We just said that yesterday. We just said it's kind of amazing how the Lord has started the Reformation with the German language, and here he's closing it out with two people that are also of German. We have the German language,
mm-hmm.
you know. And to a lot of people it might not be much, but to the Lord is this, that because that German language is so fine-tuned, it just helps us to kind of finish off the program, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And the German language. And that's why when I say he has put his word above his very name, you and I, we have to come under the leadership of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, back in the day, in his day, he said, the Father said, I will not judge you. All judgment given to the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Son said, I'm not going to judge you either. The word that I speak are going to judge you on that day. See, it's his word that's going to judge us. And we have to, like you and I, we have to come under the leadership of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. And like I say, we have been fine-tuned to do just that very thing. But, you know, there are things that you and I cannot go along with some leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stay under the leadership of the Word of God. Like when Brother Brennan was here, as long as you were sitting under the canopy of Brother Brennan, you were okay. Then Brother Jackson goes off, Brother Brennan goes off the scene, then you come under the canopy of Brother Jackson. And as long as you stood with his principles, with his precept, the things that he laid out, and then when he goes off the scene, it says, back in the days of Paul, it says, continue thou in, you know,
mm-hmm.
continue thou in the things that I've taught you. So there's things that's not written, but yet when Brother Jackson started out his ministry, like you and I know, he had people coming to the pulpit
mm-hmm.
with all kinds of ideas and views.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the journey,
yeah.
and then there's 40 years of preaching, I heard him, I watched his lips move. I heard it coming out of his, my ears picked it up. He said, this is the Lord's pulpit. I'm responsible if I let in this pulpit. He would not let anybody in that pulpit that had a different view. And when Brother Jex went off the scene, we have to continue with that principle,
mm-hmm.
not to let anybody in that pulpit that has a different view.
Mm-hmm.
We're just continuing on. We're not changing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't let this guy in there that might be, like, for instance, like Russell Davis, mm-hmm. one of the top preachers. We can't let him in there if we know he has a different view,
mm-hmm.
because it's contrary to what Brother Jackson laid down, you know. He laid down the law.
Yeah.
I'm not letting anybody in this pulpit. I'm responsible for it. It's the Lord's pulpit, but I'm responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
Who I let in. So then, by letting Davis in, you're going against, you know, Davis has a different view. You're going against, you're not continuing on with the principle that Brother Jackson left us
mm-hmm.
with. And I remember down the Grace and Truth, and Tim told me he had a dream. He saw somebody in this pulpit that had a different view. I believe the Lord was giving him a heads up, you know,
yeah.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That pulpit, you better continue on where Brother Jackson left off with.
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping that pulpit clean. God took that thing very, very serious. We went over that already.
Mm-hmm.
And so much that he sent a tornado down so that he'd give him a way out of this. He had already invited them in. So the Lord sends in a tornado to kind of like, come on, Tim, smarten up.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the dream already. Now, if it was me, I would have took that very, very serious. That dream is for me, to warn me, not to let somebody in with the pulpit with a different view.
Yeah.
Yet here, Ronald Dale was top of the preacher thing.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what are you going to take? You're going to take what Russell Davis wants? You know very well that you can't let somebody in with a different view. So you stay with, you continue on. You know what I'm saying? But the scripture says, continue
mm-hmm.
on. Remember the things that you've been taught. Remember who you've been taught it from. So here you're downplaying that leadership role. It's not just
mm-hmm.
what's been written. It's also the principle and the precept of what Brother Jekyll stood for before he went off to sea.
Mm-hmm.
Stood for, nobody comes into this pulpit. The Lord gives him a dream. And he just kind of, to the point where nothing Brother Jekyll said meant nothing. But to you and I, we're so fine to him. We don't let that happen. Because we have to conduct ourselves according to that word of God. Because someday, the word of God is going to judge us.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has put his word above his name. And we have to stay within the confines of this word, how you were saying, we're having a discussion today, when back in the day when Brother Jackson was still here, my passion, our desire was only one thing, to come and sit under the church service here, the anointing. We
mm-hmm.
wanted that anointing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go for miles, drive all the way up to Lyle. Even though we didn't have a preacher, but that anointing followed us
mm-hmm.
no matter where we went. And as long as like I tell you, told you on another thing, as long as Lyle Cook and Marvin were under that umbrella, staying within the confines of the things that Brother Jackson taught,
mm-hmm.
that anointing flowed, and we had no reason not to be under that leadership that the Lord had set up here in Portage, Lyle and Marvin. I had no desire to go. Has the Lord given me an experience that I've repeated in other conversations we've had? Lyle is the leader here. Even though he's not a preacher, he still, God looks at leadership. That's why God hates anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
He would rather have corrupt leadership than no leadership
yeah.
at all. And here, we just, like we were discussing this morning, we just love to come to church.
Oh yeah, I drove in the snowstorm.
Yeah.
That was all I looked
yeah.
forward to in life.
We were living for that anointing, just to come
yeah.
and sit under that anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no question, I had no problem.
Yeah, because we witnessed that, you know, that anointing And we were part of it.
Yeah. And, it's like John was saying back in his, we touched them.
Mm-hmm.
We felt them.
Mm-hmm.
He could feel that anointing when they were around Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what we felt here, because it was a principle that God had set up, that in the Laodicea church age, mm-hmm. he set up Brother Benham. It came from God himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there it went to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the law now. And from that Jesus went to that angel.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that angel it went to that church age messenger, a boots on the ground person. That's mm-hmm. how God, that, see, that's the law that God has instituted back in that great council.
Yeah.
And all we have to do, it's very simple, all we have to do is find out where the heartbeat of God is, mm-hmm. and just follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, that anointing was so great, and it went to Brother Branham. Brother Branham goes off the scene, and we had a discussion the other day about what happened when Brother Branham went off the scene. God, back in that great council, he already had a channel that he's going to work through now.
Uh-huh.
He had Brother Jackson already riding that little horse.
Mm-hmm.
He had a dream about the horse, and he was passing Brother Ben. Brother Ben said, keep on going. Brother Jax, now it's you. Now it's you. You take it on. And before Brother Ben went off the scene, he told Brother Jack, you stay with that word.
Yeah.
See, it's still that word. It's not God. It's not Jesus. It's still that word.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Jax, for 40 years, he was galloping along with that horse, you know.
Yeah.
And here, the Bremenites, every one of them, they decided, and God used that, you know, Brother Jack decided he's not going to put in church order because he couldn't see it in the scripture. That's why I couldn't put it in, because
mm-hmm.
he told Brother Bell, I don't see it in the scripture. I can't do it. I can't bypass the scripture.
Yeah.
We'll just have, we'll have order in church, but we'll not have church order.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Lord allowed Brother Branham to put that in there as a separating thing. Now, his separating thing, he's taken that big net that Brother Branham casts. If you go back to the scripture, it was like a man casting a net into the sea. It brought in all kinds of stuff. Now, somebody put in that other vessel. And that other vessel is the ministry of Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So he put us in that other vessel, and the anointing just kept flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the people that chose not to accept Brother Jackson as that going on program, what did they do? The Lord said, okay, if you don't want Brother Jackson as that child,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you something. And he gives them that bruised serpent.
Right.
And here they go bruising that, preaching that bruised serpent for 40 years.
And if you continue it, you can read it in 2 Peter 1:16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
See
we were...
That majesty.
That's right.
That's what I was trying to find, mm-hmm. that word. We were under that majestic presence.
Yes.
That's why we're driving a snowstorm.
Uh-huh.
We drive 100 miles to go to church.
Yeah.
Where are you going? We're going up to Asher. There's uh-huh. church up there. Who you want that for? Yeah. We wanted that majesty.
Yes.
I'd go to convention. I told Warren, I'll go to every meeting. I went to every meeting. I went to every convention.
Mm-hmm.
That majesty. You'd feel mm-hmm. that majesty there.
Because mm-hmm. I went to it. It was a snowstorm one time. And I was driving from Brandon here to High Bluff. It was like I just sometimes saw the yellow line
yeah.
on the road. Yeah. And I came in late. And Annette said to me, oh, I admire you. And I thought to myself, admire, I won't miss this for the world.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Who was preaching there?
And Fred Cormier was.
Yeah?
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, yeah, that's what the word I was looking for. We're looking for that
yes.
majesty.
Mm-hmm.
As long as everything was in harmony with the things that God had instituted back in that council, and then that Jesus comes on the scene and John goes on the Isle of Patmos, and he turns around and he sees Jesus there
mm-hmm.
with seven stars,
mm-hmm.
seven angels. Like I'm going to communicate with human, with the human race through these seven stars
yeah.
throughout the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. If you miss that, you'll be out there
mm-hmm.
like a loose cannon without a GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you and I, we're still holding on to that those seven stars. You know, they
mm-hmm.
gotta. There's a reason why it's written like that. And then the seven golden are the seven churches, the seven church ages. Jesus walking, still walking amongst them.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
And then he walked. When he come into Laodicea, he released that Brother Branham. linked up with Brother Branham, and he was dead. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet to turn our hearts back to what? To the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
To turn the hearts of the children back to that apostolic faith of our fathers. That's what that spirit of Elijah came to do. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet to turn the hearts of the children back to the apostolic faith of the forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
The hearts of the children. We're the children now.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the apostolic faith. Back to the original. Back to what the early church had.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Branham didn't do the full thing. But then Brother Jackson continued. And then now we are continuing from where Brother Jackson left off. But see, in order for you and I to be in that category, to be qualified to continue on with the program, we all had to be tested.
That's
none
right.
of us knew what's
yeah.
going on after Brother
mm-hmm.
Jackson left the scene, except you and I.
Yeah, because the Lord, that's the scripture the Lord gave me, 2 Timothy 3:14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
See?
And you see, that's the continuing
yeah.
on part.
Yeah.
Don't fall for all these deceiving spirits, because it says there will be deceiving spirits
yeah.
that are going to wax worse and
yeah.
worse.
Doctrines and devils.
Yeah. But continue on in the principles and in the teaching that you have been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we did.
Yeah, we stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we did. None of us knew what's
yeah.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Brother Jack will be here till the rapture. And then I thought when he went off the sea, well, it was obvious he's not going to be here because I was at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
He's done. I thought, well, Ellen and Bud, they're good. They're well trained. They're well educated.
Yeah.
They'll just take this thing and they'll continue on.
Uh-huh.
But I soon found out something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we're in the third day.
Mm-hmm.
That's contrary to what we've been taught. And I call up Ellen. I called him up. I can't support you anymore. You're teaching wrong. You're not teaching what we've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
See here, that scripture? Remember the thing you've been taught? I just disconnected myself
mm-hmm.
from Ellen right then and there.
Yeah.
And I could no longer support him. Like I say, I was blind as a bat.
Yeah.
I didn't know what's going on. And then after that, then 2008, that split came. I still listened to him on the internet, but I wasn't going to support him. And then that split came. What do I do now? Then God used Tim Rutherford to start that work over Grace and Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I, after that split, that's, like I said, many times over, that's when I had a vision about Gideon, taking the people down to the water. See, what the Lord was doing, he was shedding a little bit more light on what's going on.
Yeah.
When he gave me that vision about Gideon, and the Lord spoke to me, I'm taking the people that come out from under that split. Now, it's not more Ellen and Bud and those that are coerced themselves join Ellen and Bud. They are not in the ones going down to the water.
Mm-hmm.
They're already terminated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now he's taken these people that have decided we're not going to go along with this third day thing. We're not in the third day by any stretch of the imagination. So here, this thing is a process. This process is moving. God is moving.
Mm-hmm.
First he give Ellen and Bud 3 years opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in the fold. Let everybody give everyone an opportunity to speak at convention time. All these ministers, they're all part of it. But what did they do? They ostracized certain ones because of personal feelings. In fact, I told Brother Allen, we need to hear what Cartersville preachers, what the preachers from Georgia have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know some things about them that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gossip. But that's not what God wants. God wanted them to put an effort in, bring this thing together, just
mm-hmm.
like he did. He wanted Brother Jackson to do that. But Brother Jackson is not a dictator. He threw it by Ellen and Bud.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to leave the ball in their court. Now you see what you do with it. 3 years later, they got worse. Started ostracizing people. And they'd come year after year to convention, never give them a chance to preach. Well, the Lord just plugged that out. Just cut them off. And now all these people that are with Ellen and Bud, they're terminated too. Now he's starting up a new thing with Tim Rutherford. But we're still being tested. And that's when I had, sometime later on, after I had that Gideon thing, when the Lord said, I'm taking the people down to the water to see who's going to go in to defeat the Midianites, kind of thing. And then, as time went on, I had a dream about the minefields. And this might have been a year after I had the Gideon thing. And see, what the Lord was doing, He was shedding more, giving me more information what is actually going on. That's really what He's doing. Like I say, I'm blind as a bat. I'm just kind of being led and guided by that word, because by now I have a reverence and respect for the word of God. And I have to use that word to guide me and to keep me in line. And so I'm fellowshipping with Tim Rolliford. I see things developing at Tim Rolliford's there. I see how, as soon as that split was, maybe 3 months after the split, Hefner comes out, the 2 days are done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that 2 days wasn't done. So I asked him, you know what, I heard Russ Davis preach the 2 days are done. Yeah, he says, I'm aware of it. He says, well, what are you going to do about it? Nothing, I'll just leave it alone. I thought to myself, how can you leave it alone? I mean, you didn't leave Ellen alone. You just went in there and you did what needed to be done. You separated yourself from Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not do something here, but at least make your boys known? But no, he leaves it alone and he brings people in that also believe 2 days are done. See, now he's not continuing on with the things that we've done, with the principle that Brother Jackson left us with before, maybe a couple of months before. He left the scene. I saw his lips move. I heard it with my ears. This is the Lord's pulpit. I'm responsible for who I let in here. You continue on with that program.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'll start caving. Well, sure enough, eventually Tim Relford caved, and the Lord took me out of there for about 6 months until he preached that message. How can I let you in here? Spiritually, D&D. How could I let you in here when we're not in agreement?
Mm-hmm.
How can I spend the church's money to bring you up here to preach when we're not in agreement?
Yeah.
And there's Davis. There's that dream, you know. Tim, you better watch that pulpit. Don't let anybody in with a different view.
Mm-hmm.
Continue on which thou hast. Think that you've been taught. I believe Tim, the Lord gave Tim that very scripture that He gave to Timothy. Remember the things that you've been taught. I'll have to go back and listen. It was over in Attica, and I think he preached on that. I think, if I stand correct, that's the scripture that the Lord gave to him.
Mm-hmm.
Out of this Bible. But what do you do? Just respect for the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, you and I, we got respect. We've been fine-tuned over the years. The things we had to go through in life to fine-tune it. That Word is more important. That Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Word has the final jurisdiction. That's why we're talking about leadership. It's a leadership under that Word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I say, Ellen is a leader, but I can no more support him because he's not going contrary to the things we've been taught. He's going contrary to Scripture. So I just told him, I'm done. And eventually, what happened, the Lord took me out of this group here, because Brother Jackson, I don't think he was even gone yet, when Lyle comes up with different views.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's no more that majestic coming together here. The majesty. We heard about this majesty. We going up there, we driving 2-3 hours north because we love the presence of that majesty that we experienced under Brother Jackson, as long as Lyle and Marvin were under that under that same anointing, saying the same things that Brother Jackson said. But like I say, Brother Jackson is barely gone, and Lyle comes from a roundabout way. And I remember that as it was yesterday. We were at the Nets house, and Lyle comes up from a roundabout way, talks about that great tribulation. And I just got the revelation of that great tribulation. Talks about Matthew 24.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in 69 AD. Took me a while to hear. I had to go listen to Brother Jackson 3 times. See, I'm holding on to what he said. Now I get the revelation of it. And very suddenly, Lyle comes out from a roundabout way, you know. Is it really that great tribulation trying to prove Brother Jackson wrong? Now it's no more saying what Brother Jackson said and supporting what Brother Jackson said. It's slowly being eroded, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And my spirit picked it up. I didn't pick it up. I had so much respect for Lyle. I had no reason to question him.
Mm-hmm.
But something in my spirit rose up. And I didn't even know where he's going with that. I thought he was just trying to explain something. My spirit picked it up. Lyle, that great tribulation happened in 69 AD. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I just stopped in the mid-sentence because he was up there yapping away.
Mm-hmm.
And my spirit picked it up, mm-hmm. stopped him in mid-sentence. And rightly so. Then, that was the subject for that week. He went into something else. But I figured when I went home, you know, I'm going to do my homework. He's not going to pull the wool over my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure I do have, from Brother Jackson's lips, I came home and I found a message that Brother Jackson preached about that great tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I tipped it off. And I, for some reason or another, I did my homework. I had an admission right here in my shirt pocket. I had a tape. So he comes out with the same thing again last time. When we were together, when we were so rudely interrupted,
mm-hmm.
we'll try this again. Well, you're not going to do it under my watch. I knew exactly what I was getting at.
Mm-hmm.
I get it here. You want to listen to it? I know what Brother Jackson said. I know what he taught me. That was the end of that. See, that was the end of that. Bringing up the fact that great tribulation thing.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what's happening now, and I'm beginning to, the checkered flag is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to kind of question Lyle already. It's no more that majesty coming together and having that majestic presence, that anointing that was on when Brother Jackson was here. It's eroding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are getting dimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having a great old time, I have to sit there and protect my revelation, you know,
mm-hmm.
protect the things we've been taught. And there for 2-3 years, that thing kept going, getting worse and worse to the point where, well, I had to get up. I had to terminate myself from that group. Because when I had that experience about respecting leadership, the Lord gave me let me see what's going to happen if I do not respect the leadership here in Portage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said on another message. But when I had that experience, I had a vision about this train from God to Jesus to the angel to Brother Branham to Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you stay within the confines of that teaching, as long as you stay within the leadership, see, it's the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they talk about leadership. From God to Jesus to the angel to Brother Branham, from God to Brother Jackson. Now from Brother Jackson down here, but the things that he taught are here.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
that's all I have to hang on to, the things that Brother Jackson taught. Now, if the things that Brother Jackson taught, if Lyle is starting to erode them, you know what I'm saying? That link is starting to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, the next thing he brought up, the midnight cry hasn't mm-hmm. happened yet. The chain gets kind of to the point where it's getting cracked.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting very weak. And then he comes out and says, the cutoff for the Jews in 56. Mm-hmm. Now that chain is plump.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us that are hanging on to Lyle, because he's terminated Fred Jackson from this leadership role, because he's not remembering the things that he has been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Completely doing everything he can to do exactly what I had a dream about the minefields.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning into Brother Jackson's ministry and a bunch of minefields.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go near a minefield, you'd be blown to smithereens. Well, for my spiritual survival, I had only one option: to do exactly what the Word of God says. Mark those that cause division, not holding on to the doctrine that we may talk, or to the teaching that we may talk,
mm-hmm.
or to the principle that we may talk. We've been taught from Brother Jackson. This is God's fault, but mm-hmm. I'm responsible for it. Ten is letting that thing erode. And we've been taught when the cutoff was for the Jews. We've been taught when the midnight cry was. We've been taught all these. These are burned into our DNA. We will not deviate from that. If you want to deviate, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay with the Word. Mark those that cause division. Not holding on to the doctrine. So now, going back to that link, when the Lord gave me that experience about leadership, He let me see that link.
Mm-hmm.
That link is breaking, completely breaking off. It's completely separated itself from the teaching of God to Jesus to the angel to Brother Man to Brother Jackson. It's completely not there anymore. And all these people that are hanging on to that link, to the lie, lie is that link. Plump.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going down with them. So what do? I yank myself off that link
mm-hmm.
and I connect myself to the things we've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we did that. For a great price, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, we're the culprits,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we're hanging on to that link. What we did, we went back and we linked to the things that we've been taught. Like, the Lord gave you that scripture and He gave me that dream and He gave me that vision about Gideon. I'm staying right intact. I'm not breaking rank. I'm not doing nothing. I'm staying within the leadership of the confines of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real leadership that God is talking about. Remember back in the times of the apostles, the scribes and the Pharisees and these big shots down in the temple, they were the leaders, eh? And there's respect leadership. But see what the disciples told these guys. We have to obey the Word of God more than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
When push comes to shove, we're going to do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. They told them, go and preach, but don't mention Jesus.
Yeah,
more.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's that we have to obey God more than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are out. We're not going to respect your leadership. And the same way here. You guys are out. We don't care what you teach. You can teach. The 2 days are done. You can teach. The midnight cry hasn't happened yet. We have absolutely mm-hmm. nothing to do with that teaching.
And that's the scripture. A lot of, right now, a lot of churches are using that where it says you should respect leadership
yeah.
and mm-hmm. pray for them.
Yeah.
Those who are rule over you. And they're bringing it out. Even if they're corrupt,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to follow them.
Yeah.
So they don't want to mention this part where... You know,
yeah.
No matter what, you do what is right.
They don't give them the full count.
Exactly.
Here you're getting the full count. Mm-hmm. The reason we separated, because they separate themselves from that Word. We're still under that. I go back and listen. We're still under that majesty.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I can listen over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually can't listen to myself. But there's something in. There's an anointing there. That majesty continues.
Mm-hmm.
They experienced that majesty
mm-hmm.
that came from heaven, that anointing. We experienced when Brother Jackson was here. I'd sit it down on the internet, listen to the service. The anointing was so strong. The majesty
mm-hmm.
was so strong. I got on my knees and I listened to most of the service on my knees
mm-hmm.
back when I was out by myself listening. Yeah, when those people come over to listen, I didn't. But when I was by myself, that anointing was so strong. You couldn't really sit upright because the majesty. Because it was really God speaking through
mm-hmm.
the lips of Brother Jackson, through the internet,
mm-hmm.
through the airwaves. And you could feel that anointing because
mm-hmm.
it was spot on. And that's how what happened when he was still here. Everybody that was under that canopy, under that umbrella, you could go to Denver, you could go to Phoenix, that anointing was there.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel that majesty simply because they were under it. And like I say, now God has taken them down to like Gideon, I'm taking the church down to the water to see it's going to go on. And what He's not saying to go on to defeat the Midianites, but He's saying, I'm going to. So you got to go back to scriptures. He's going to find somebody that's going to be found faithful, wise. Who is that wise and faithful servant whom the Lord has found faithful to set over His meat and due season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's looking for one. Not necessarily 300.
Mm-hmm.
Who then is that? It's singular. that wise and faithful servant, whom the Lord is going to put in charge of all his goods, to bring forth meat in due season. Who then? Who then is that?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all going through this process. We're all being watched. That's how the Lord watches.
Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom the Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? This one?
Yeah.
That's in Luke 12:42 and then in Matthew 24:45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season?
See, when we're all going through this process, like you're saying, we're the only ones that knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We thought God fell off the end of the cliff. He's not around. Mm-hmm. But he was right from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Tested by the now.
Mm-hmm.
3 years later, terminated. And he goes on and gives me the vision about Gideon. Yeah, God is moving. Now it's a slow process, like I say. I'm blind as a bat. I don't know what's going on. But I'm following that word. I'm following that dream. I take it very serious.
Mm-hmm.
That dream and that vision. And then you came along with the scripture. And then taking it very serious. And then I get an exam. Like I get an exam to write.
Mm-hmm.
To what I believe and why I believe what I do believe. See, there again, the rejection taught there's a rapture. But I got to take that the first part of the week. I take it back to the scripture. When I wrote that exam, I couldn't put in there that I believe there's a rapture in the first part of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Because the scripture didn't back it up. Because you got to go back to what Malachi 4, to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go back to the scripture to make sure that whatever Brother Jackson taught lines up with the scripture. And I think I told Keith Meeks, when everything Brother Jackson taught is going to happen the way he taught it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told that to Tim Rolliver too. And Brother Jackson said, this ministry will see eye to eye. Well, I thought so too. I had no reason to question it.
Mm-hmm.
I believed it. And one day I was walking down a road, maybe driving, and a scripture came to me. The ministry will see the watchman will see eye to eye, not the ministry. And the Lord just put a spotlight on it. I said, I better go read it. So I went digging after it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, that watchman will see eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
No more that whole this bunch of people up at that pulpit. That evangel is not a watchman.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to the driveway. Yeah, they're all looking for the ministry to see eye to eye. They're trying to get 7 men in their clique to bring forth the thunders. Because Brother Jackson said, 7 men from this pulpit were going to bring forth the thunders.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, am I breaking rank with Brother Jackson when he said that and I don't believe it? No, I'm not. I'm staying with the word, within the confines of the word. The word has the final tally. It's not God that has the final say so. It's not Jesus. It's not Brother Branham. It's not that angel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Brother Jackson. It's that word. So
mm-hmm.
you and I, we have to go back and find out exactly who it is that's going to be the final say so in this. Well, we find out there will be no rapture until the prophets are killed,
mm-hmm.
because it says that man of sin is revealed. What's revealing him? Revealing him by, reveals him by the fact that he kills the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Until that happens, mm-hmm. there is no rapture. And we went over that.
And he has only 42 months of a mandate. Really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does that. He doesn't have five or six years of a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 3.5 years of a
yeah.
mandate. And then the Lord comes and ties him up. But see, we're still in the confines of the Word of God, because
mm-hmm.
we are under the leadership of the Word of God. God himself has put his Word above his name. If he had, how much more you and I?
Yeah.
Because that Word is going to judge us. Yeah, they say, you're not under the leadership of Lyle. Well, I told you why not. The word is more important.
Mm-hmm.
You're not under the leadership of Brother Jack because Brother Jack said the rapture the first part of the week. Well, can't go along with it because the word has the final
mm-hmm.
say so. We're under the leadership of the word of God. Like I said, like these apostles back then. Oh, they said, you could go preach, don't mention his name. Well, we got to obey God more than man.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Terminated those leaders and that temple there. And they stuck with that word of God. That's what we're doing. We're standing within the confines of the word of God. And honestly, it gets clearer and clearer every day. There's things I see now with such a clarity, like that New Year. That New Year is so detrimental. And the hour that we're now living in, if you miss that New Year, you're going to miss that Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. This is the year where the real Yom Kippur will happen. And it's so detrimental that the Lord has, over the years, matured us enough that we have a deep, gut-wrenching reverence and a respect for the Word of God via that New Year. Because if we miss that one, we miss that whole Yom Kippur. And God willing, I'll be over there and set my flight and my motel room. Not the way the world has the Yom Kippur. They get it 28 days or something before it actually is the real Yom Kippur. They went according to they had Passover last week. Well, you and I, we're having our Passover on April the 27th, when the real Passover is. We're having the New Year on Monday, when the real New Year is. And from there, everything is determined. Once that New Year hits, that's where you start counting. Then it's the Passover is the first full moon after the new moon, after the spring equinox. Mm-hmm. That's like I say, April the 12th is when the new moon is. The moon starts getting bigger. You want to go into a cycle. And for 28 days, then it starts it all over again. But this here one now, this tomorrow one, 12:30, 12:37, I think to be exact, that's when it starts. The moon starts getting bigger, not smaller. It's starting to advance up to that full moon. And once it hits that full moon, then it going gets smaller again. But see, that's where you and I gauge ourselves. We're going to have Passover on the 27th of April. We're not going to have it like last week. We're going to go according to the scripture. We're going to stay within the confines of the leadership of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about, leadership. There's God, there's actually the Word of God. Then God is sitting underneath the canopy of His Word, because He's accountable to His Word, put His Word above His very name. Mm-hmm. So we can always go back. Like I say, people, they have this thing. Oh, God's going to judge us. It's a cup out. How about that word? Because see, that word is right in our faith. I'm accountable for that word. I'm accountable for what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do with that word. I'm not accountable to God. Mm-hmm. I'm accountable to a higher standard. I'm accountable to the word of God. Because God Himself has done that. So you and I, we are still under the leadership of the word of God. God, throughout the years, started 7 years, when we're 7 years old. Yeah, I made a lot of mistakes in life. But see, there was something burning inside of me when the Lord dealt with me back when I was 7 years old, that God is real. And my only desire and passion was to serve Him. I said, Lord, if I knew there was a God, I would serve Him. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to serve Him, but it stayed in my DNA. It stayed in the marrow of my bones. It stayed right with me. To this day, it's my only passion that I have, is to stay within the confines of the Word of God and to be able to serve Him and to bring forth that. What does that scripture say? So that we can bring fruit for the Lord.
Unto good works.
That we're created unto good works. Mm-hmm. Well, as I journeyed through life, there was a time I was not a good tree, But I found out through the scriptures that the Lord led me and guided me to the ministry of Brother Branham, and I found out I got to get baptized in Jesus' name unto good works. See, that was planting a good tree. We had a message, planting a good tree. And, Jesus said, plant a good tree, then the fruit will be good. I was under that outright false, diabolical, false baptism. You can't bring forth good fruit or good works with a false baptism. You got to terminate that one. Plant a good tree. Get in baptized in Jesus' name. So that you can bring forth good fruits, unto the Lord. See, that as we're journeying on, like I say, made a lot of mistakes in life. But deep in my soul, my spirit, I had a desire to serve the Lord,
mm-hmm.
to come up, spend eternity with the Lord, and to have a reward. That's been my gut wrenching desire. Yeah, I sure did show it. People that know, I know lots about that guy. Yeah. That song that says, "Sie scheinen von außen die schlechteste Leute, ein Schauspiel der Engel ein Eckler wird, aber inwendig sind sie die lieblichsten Breite, ein Zier hat der Krone der Jesus gefällt." See, what God is looking at is the inside, what your desire is, what your passion is. You don't care what you do, you know, he knows you're going to mess up time and time again,
mm-hmm.
but he's looking for that desire, that passion that you want to serve God. It's pretty hard for a human being, especially in the day and hour we're living in, the environment we're in,
mm-hmm.
to really serve God. It has to be in your DNA. And it got into me when I was 7 years old. The Lord said to the Lord, if I knew there was a God, I would serve him. And God's held me accountable to that. That's all he sees. Yeah, there's a guy, he started as a kid, he was 7 years old. He told me if he knew there was a God, he would serve me. All I have to do is make myself known to him now.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's made himself known to us through his word. Pastor Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, just with Brother Jackson said, and then, like I said, when we wrote that exam, we had to put in that exam. And I didn't know you're writing the same exam. And here, you're writing the same exam pretty much at the same time. I'm writing it. I'm handing it in. Now, he qualifies us, who is then that wise and faithful servant, who's going to bring forth meat in due season, and whom the Lord will set over all his household. Like, it looks like when you analyze it, you know, when you sit back and analyze
mm-hmm.
it looks like an impossible feat. But we're just going to do what we have been doing. We're just going to use that word, because God has accomplished the word. We'll just do whatever we can to stay within the confines of the
mm-hmm.
word. That's why we're doing the New Year thing. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Monday. It's the New Year. Tomorrow's the New Year.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing the New Year thing in January. What? The dead winter.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the New Year because the Bible says so. When the new one, you probably know that. What does it say about the New Year, when the month should start?
It's just Exodus 12:2. So it'll be the beginning of months to you.
Beginning of months for the year.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And that's when he's talking about the month of Abib.
Well, I'm sure if you could go back there and find the exact day, it was that new year
mm-hmm.
after the spring equinox.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's what is determined. And like I say, what determines it? The spring equinox.
Yeah, you have to have a determining factor. Usually the month of Nisan, the month
yeah.
of Abib, and usually that month falls within the spring equinox, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, we're not only faithful, we're also wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very important to be wise. Even if it's not written here and then where you read it,
mm-hmm.
it's still the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Something is out there to determine when that new year starts.
Yeah.
And it's determined through that spring equinox.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the spring equinox is March
21. Mm-hmm.
Let's say the new year, the new moon is March 22. Then you would start in March 22.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, it happens to fall after the spring equinox, the first new moon is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to stretch it out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why over the years, I didn't know this. I wouldn't have took it that serious 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord hadn't fine-tuned us
yes,
yet that
that's
much.
Right.
About his word.
In the process of it.
Yeah, because he's hitting it dead on this week, like because he knows Sam, it's detrimental that you get this New Year thing this year right
mm-hmm.
because it determines the end of the grace age. Because
mm-hmm.
we won't know that. Had we been Sloppy Joe with the rest, had we been just faithful and not wise, because there's there's really nothing tells you back there about the spring equinox.
No.
It just said, this, let this month be. But what determined it is the spring equinox. So you got to put two and two together and come out, put it in your database. It is that spring equinox. Mm-hmm. It's so detrimental, especially this year.
Uh-huh. If you go to Psalms 19, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
See?
Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. See, the heavens will declare the handiwork of God in his principles.
Yeah.
It's a display for us to get to know who this God is. That's why he created everything according to who he is, what his principles are, his statutes, his laws. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them had he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiced as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. See, these things are the testimonies we have of the Lord, and it makes the simple wise.
Yeah.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward.
Yeah, that's all we have, mm-hmm. all the ambition we have in life, mm-hmm. is to be synchronized with the God of heaven.
Yeah.
To kind of with creation and mm-hmm. with the moon and with all that, as long as we're synchronized.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. I mean, look at this great millions of people in the world. Here we are, the two of us, sitting in Portage, a little house, and everybody's supposed to follow what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Well, when you analyze it, it's impossible. But see, we were reading last week about Romans 1, where what does it say? We've
retained the knowledge of God.
Yeah, see. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is retain the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
Retain it. God wants to make himself known to us. Jesus said, I have come to show you the Father.
Mm-hmm.
This is eternal life, that they know Jesus, and that they know God and Jesus Christ and his sin. All throughout scriptures, it's like riverbed, like almost like, come on, you guys,
mm-hmm.
smarten up. Retain the knowledge of God.
Yeah,
see,
mm-hmm.
the Israelites, they didn't retain the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
God had to put in his person. You and I, we want to continue to retain the knowledge of God. The things that he showed us, the things he showed us to Brother Branham, the things he showed us to Brother Jack,
mm-hmm.
the things he's continuing to show us in the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got us up right at the border of that very, very important year,
yeah.
2021, when that is one of the most important new years in 6,000 years of history,
mm-hmm.
that you will be able to detect when that great day shuts down,
mm-hmm.
when he goes back to the Jews, and it's all determined by that new year tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what Peter said too. I will not be negligent,
yeah.
to remind you of these things,
mm-hmm.
to remind you of what we witness, to continuing on and to retain the knowledge of God. We need to be reminded, because the human nature has ways of just letting things slip, and it starts wearing down. But every day you have to be reminded of the greatness of God and what he's done for you.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
We've come a long way, like I say, but we're still fine-tuning everything,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's impossible. I can never come up with all this. But there's only one thing that, back in the day, 7 years old, because I knew there was a God. I'd serve him. Mm-hmm. God heard that. He held me to that. You know, deep down in my heart, that's my desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my desire to this day. I'm not going to follow these strange teachings. I'm not going to go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a path to destruction. I know what the Lord has done for me in the years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was protected, or saved me. What he's done for me, out of baptism in Jesus' name. From there it went on, just a gradual. He knows exactly how long it takes for me to get to that place. When the Lord saved me and gave me a prophecy, he that began that work in you, he will finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's he's doing this thing. And finally I'm at the place where I have a reverence and a respect for the Word of God, to the point where I'm not going to celebrate Christmas, because that's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to celebrate January 1 as New Year. I don't care what the multitudes say. I'm going to celebrate New Year, or recognize it. We don't really celebrate. We just recognize, give it recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Give it reverence and respect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what people say or think. Here in this, where we're at, this structure here, we're celebrating exactly the New Year when the Bible says so.
Mm-hmm.
At the first new moon after the spring equinox.
Yeah.
That's exactly written down in stone. We want beer for that. We don't care what people say to our thing. Oh, look at them two fools. They're doing the New Year thing today. Or on April 12th.
Mm-hmm.
How foolish can you be?
Uh-huh.
It's already been. The dead of winter. Well, we got no respect for that, you know. We got respect for the Word of God. Because we want to be in harmony with God, with the universe. And so far, like I say, man, when I look at my life, so many times I messed up. But see, God is moving us ahead, fine-tuning this, fine-tuning that, to the point where we can't do things that other people do.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be guided by that unseen hand. We got to be guided by the Word of God, guided by the cosmos, guided by the new moon. There's a reason God put the moon up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason that we're retaining. Very important that we retain the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't retain the knowledge of God, guess where you'll end up?
Mm-hmm.
You'll end up going into exile. You'll end up, well, we had a discussion last week, and that sodomite lifestyle.
Yeah, basically you're going to end up doing what they did there, building the Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
And all these things, you know, because that's what happens when you don't retain the knowledge of God. They didn't retain what God did for them. The line of Cush, Nimrod.
Yeah.
There when God took them out of the flood,
exactly.
40 days and 40 nights, he saved them. And they are there, and they didn't retain that knowledge that what God did for them. And they just went down a dead-end road of worshipping everything and two-legged creatures to whatever they started worshipping. And the Mother of Heaven, Tammuz, all these false gods. And that's the same with Israel. When you read in the book of Judges, they forgot. A new generation came out that didn't know what God did for them. That's why he told them, tell your children so that knowledge can be retained and God can continue to bless them. But every time they slipped into worshiping these gods of the land, and then the adversaries came, the Midianites, the Amorites, and all these people afflicted them. Like in the time of Gideon, it was the Midianites that were afflicting them. They couldn't even grow a crop, that the enemy came in with their livestock and just devoured everything. And there was Gideon in secret, doing his crop there so the Midianites won't come down and steal it when the angel came and called him. So then God delivered them out of the hands of the Midianites through Gideon. And that's the same with all these judges, and whenever they were slipping into apostasy, worshipping false gods instead of the true and only God, then God sent in all these adversaries. And that's the same way today. If the adversary is there, if you are not in line with God, the enemy can come in and afflict you. But if you walk in the laws, that's what it says in Psalms 91. If you walk in my ways, none of these diseases will come on you. Like the pestilence, none of these things. All you need to do is make sure you find that channel that God is working in, and line yourself up with the Word of God, and none of these things will fall on you. And all the blessings of God.
Yeah, it's all in that word, retain.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't retain it, it's like right here's the border, you know, between retaining and letting it go. If you don't retaining and don't retaining,
mm-hmm.
We want to retain it.
That's right.
We want to go from glory to glory.
Yeah.
A little bit of effort, yeah. We've got to crucify the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow ourselves a lot of privilege that
mm-hmm.
a lot of people do. And but it's all retaining the knowledge of God
mm-hmm.
so that you can go from glory to glory.
Yeah.
So that you can claim Psalm 91
mm-hmm.
for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So like this cancer that I had. If I wouldn't be in this, the cancer would take over and I'd probably be dead.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I cancer to me is nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this cancer, and last week the Lord healed me from cancer. Wow. It's a piece of cake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe the Lord, He can do it.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor, he tried to intimidate me, scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're as good as dead.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take the scope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something inside of me that I'm not going down that path.
That's right, I remember.
He said, none of these diseases will I put on you. All I got to do is put in an effort. And I put in an effort all my
yeah.
life to kind of try to maintain myself and retain the knowledge of God.
Me too. I remember when my mom, my dad, and all these people used to go to the doctors. And I said to myself, there's got to be something better than this, a doctor. Like, you're trusting your livelihood to a man. And I'm not condemning doctors. But I thought to myself, there's got to be something better.
Yeah.
And if you read it in Isaiah, he is our doctor. He's our physician. He's our counselor. He is all these things if we only allow ourselves to yield.
Yeah.
And he can be that for us. And that and people to be... a lot of people, these things are easy way outs. I call them, I saw this cartoon picture. There was two lineups. And there was two desks. And there was actually, well, let's say there was two desks and two headings on top of the, each desk there was a heading. On top of the one desk it says, detoxification and a quick fix, basically,
yeah.
with pills.
Yeah.
Selling these weight loss detoxification pills. And then there was another category there. There was no person there. And it says lifestyle change.
Yeah, yeah.
See, nobody wanted to line up behind the lifestyle change, like
mm-hmm.
crucify your flesh, mortify your flesh. The dinks of the flesh, and there was a huge lineup behind the quick fix detox and weight loss section. There was like a lineup because everybody just wants this quick fix, but the quick fix never works. It never, never, ever works. If it does, it does maybe monetarily, but sooner or later you get tired of the quick fix, and then you go to another quick fix. Like all these trends that are online, how to lose weight, it's just a mind game. The people are playing with your minds. There's only one way, is a lifestyle change.
Well, I can verify that. You know me. I tried all my life to quick fix things. Mm-hmm. Had to come back and had to realize, Sam, it ain't going to work. Got to change your lifestyle. Your blood type, you cannot eat beef or pork.
Mm-hmm.
You got to change your lifestyle. You got to eat plant-based foods. Because mm-hmm. I'm type A blood. It's only good for kind of like lean towards vegetarian more than anything else. And here, lo and behold, all my issues started clearing up.
Mm-hmm.
Here I've been doing the wrong diet. But I had to change the lifestyle. I thought, yeah, the Lord will come down and take, wave a magic wand, and I'll lose 100 pounds overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to happen. I'm still waiting. It still don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But now I realize I'm going to be dealing for 10 years.
See that?
Day by day. Mm-hmm. Winning.
Uh-huh.
Retaining the knowledge of God.
Yeah. See, it's even against strict scripture thinking that, because it says, whom the Lord loveth, he chastens, right? And if you want a quick fix, how can he ever teach you something? You
know? Yeah.
That's why he puts you through all this, so you can be trained and taught, so you can walk in his ways.
Yeah, it's getting simple. Now it's mm-hmm. actually enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not about food anymore. It's about surviving. You've probably got these health issues out there. People, they live to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere there's a hamburger joint. And then they make it, the billboard, they make it a lot more juicy than it actually is. And if you're fighting that thing, it's always in your face, you know. But lifestyle, change your lifestyle, and it has no impact on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I see, like leadership.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of leadership? Sam, you're guilty as anybody. You didn't follow. You don't believe what Brother Jackson said. Yeah, but I believe what the Word says.
Mm-hmm.
You separate yourself from the lie of the leadership. The Lord experienced the Lord Himself telling you, respect that leadership here. Yeah, but yeah, He also showed me the chain.
Yeah.
I didn't tell Him about the chain link. I saw myself with that chain being broken, cracking, mm-hmm. weakening, and getting stretched, and at the point of plush.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Where's Ram at? And I keep hanging on to that chain. I happened to grab the real one, the one before Lyle, what Brother Jackson be taught,
mm-hmm.
lining up with Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture with Scripture. So we're still moving on. We're still that who's that faithful and wise servant. We're still continuing on with the program, and as far as I know, we'll just keep doing it. That's part of that leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
But the Word of God is our leader now. Not even God leads us. The Word of God, because
mm-hmm.
He's put His Word above His very name.
Mm-hmm.
He's also under the canopy of His own Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it kind of camaraderie with Him. Now you can walk hand in hand with Him,
mm-hmm.
because we're all under the canopy of God's Word. Heavenly Father, we just had a bit of a conversation around Your Word, about leadership, Lord. I just pray You'll allow it to burn into our DNA and to our hearts the importance of having that leadership of that of Your Word of God, Lord. We ask You to give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That Word has been a lamp under our feet and a light under our pathway.
Mm-hmm.
It has guided us through thick and thin when I had nothing to go by. No compass or not. I stuck with that Word. This is wrong and this is right.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the masses see. I went against that Hutterite thing because I saw it was anti-Word.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Trump is president. The biggest coup in world history happened.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to tell that Biden is president.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a mandate. How can he be president when he doesn't have a mandate? Evil has no mandate in America. Up to a point, yeah. But at the end of the day,
though all the world be gathered against this little nation here, North America, it will not prevail.
Yeah.
So they can have this illusion. I call it a delusion.
Yeah.
What you see now is a delusion.
Yeah, a wannabe.
A wannabe. Biden is not president. It's a delusion that the world has put up, this globalist regime, this coup taking over America. But be rest assured, it is...
ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. It doesn't have to word of God backing it up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a mandate. It's another thing that the word of God gives you a mandate and then you follow that mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Biden and Stubbs have no mandate here in America.
Mm-hmm.
World Council, the World Organization, the New World Order has no mandate nowhere.
No.
Everybody's going to have to go back China, go back home.
Mm-hmm.
You got a mandate back to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go down to the Armageddon to get slaughtered. That's your mandate.
Yeah. Gather the kings of the east.
Russia, you got no mandate. You got Ezekiel 38.
Yeah.
From a mandate.
Yeah, the same with Turkey, Iran, Persia, all these things. And then the only new world order. It's the old world order.
Yeah.
That's the only mandate it has.
Put Russia, put Europe back where it was in the Dark mm-hmm. Ages. Go back and do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll flourish for 7 years and then that'll be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about leadership. It's all about the mandate.
That's
it's
right.
All about biblical mandates. And God had said in his word when he made that great council, and he said, Ephesians 1, he's going to see to it that everything goes according to that great council.
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible for it.
Yeah.
That's why you saw it coming right up, almost had it.
Mm-hmm.
You keep talking about it. An inch is as good as a mile, you know. And God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How are you going to get past God who said, I'll see to it that it goes according to my counsel?
Yeah, it's like Jesus, the devil, he thought he had it all wrapped up. But he didn't know the minute that Jesus died.
Yeah.
He went to the quarters of hell and he came to set the captives free. And he was done.
Yeah, the devil is that's out there. He's just a bluff.
Uh-huh.
He's just to test our faith.
And that's the same with America. It looks like it's done,
mm-hmm.
but you just watch what God's gonna do.
That little Mike Lindell, he's got the oomph.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask nobody. Charges the head.
Yeah.
He likes excitement.
Yeah, yes.
Is it boring? No? Oh, I'm all done.
Mm-hmm.
God's got the right guy there.
Yeah, I thought he was scared that when the Lord called him, and then he was a crack addict, and he asked somebody who was already a Christian, I guess something held him back, and he asked this one guy, is it boring? And this guy, oh no, it's not boring. And then he was all in.
Yeah, well, I'm in then.
He's just scared it was going to be, Christianity is a boring life, but it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he was just all in, and he's on a roll, the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's 99 hours in a day for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.